Alora Wassily, Trista Wassily, and Harmony Larson were learning about the history of colonization in social studies class. They visited with the Chugyung tribe and learned the story of the Seven Sisters. Here's Alora Wassily.
They landed by Squaw Creek and they were looking for a white husband and to have kids and stuff. And then there's also white men looking for a native wife. So squaw usually meant young woman or female anatomy. Then when white settlers came, it became a derogatory word towards the native women.
The Seven Sisters traveled to Dillingham from Nushagak Point, a fishing village to the south. The sisters settled there and lived between Squaw Creek and Lake Road. At a presentation to Dillingham School Board, Tribal Administrator Courtney Carty shared how the creek and road got its name.
Because there was a place where white men could go to find a native wife.
After that visit with the tribe, the girls told their teacher, Stephanie Jensen, that they wanted to change the name. Jensen was ecstatic and contacted Carty, Amber Webb, and Tiara Schroeder. Jensen says they worked on changing the name before COVID-19 put that effort on hold.
They came in, they shared everything they had done in the spring, and then we reached out to Robin Chaney, who kind of helped us with the planning as well. So we had a really great group of women who've been working together on this. It's been really inspirational to see what these girls have done.
The students want the name changed to Seven Sisters Creek to reflect the community's connection to the sisters. Carty, Webb, Schroeder, and Chaney used a family tree to show how each of them are descendants of the Seven Sisters. Speaking first is Alora, followed by Trista and Harmony.
Descendants of the Seven Sisters through adoption and
marriage.
And marriage and stuff
and
like that.
Harmony
and we're all.
And Alora, we were sisters 5 generations ago.
Yep.
During a presentation to the Dillingham School Board, the students said they spoke with Elder Dora Andrew Acree about Yupik names for the creek. Jensen led a call with Andrew Acree, who shared Yupik words for Seven Sisters Creek.
Okay, Seven Sisters.
And Creek.
And
then Creek by itself is Creek. But then when you say, like you're talking Seven Sisters Creek, then it becomes Malonlin Ashtab Creek Guichet or Guichet. It's a small creek, not a big one.
Alora Wassily said she counted 6 signs displaying the word on her way home from school. The last slide in the girls' presentation shows a road sign displaying the words Squaw Creek on Kanaknak Road. Wassily explains why she chose that picture.
It shows like when people come to Dillingham, the second sign they see is a derogatory word.
At the end of the presentation, Robin Chaney shared how the adults helped the students put this project together. Chaney and others asked them to consider traditional decision-making, or not just what's best for now, but what's best for future generations.
So we determined that not only are we all connected to the Seven Sisters, but some of us are also 7 generations from those Seven Sisters, which is significant to us in our traditional decision-making. So that's something I asked them to consider, was the impact to their 7th generation. How would that impact the school? What bus stop might their kids get picked up at?
The 5th grade students requested that the Dillingham City School District write a letter of support to rename the road. They also asked the Chugyung Tribal Council for a tribal resolution to change the name. Their next step will be to meet with the city. But changing the name may be a challenge. It's a private road, and the city's code has no process to make that happen. City Planner Cynthia Rogers said in an email that a change to the code would be needed to provide a renaming process. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.